We're back here on Giants.com, and today's Giants Insider is Mr. MMA, and from Fox Sports, that's Jay Glazer. Jay, welcome.
When you come, I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us. You're here at Giants camp. When you come,
stomping grounds right here.
No doubt about it. You come visit the Super Bowl champions. What are you keeping your eye on? What are you looking for?
No, I'm actually just looking to see some guys and hang out. Here's the one thing about camp. Here's what you got to realize. I don't know what I'm looking at, but at least I know what I don't know. What I mean by that is you'll go to camp, and sometimes I'll hear some other guys go, oh, man, we were at such and such camp, and this guy looked terrible. He's not going to have a good year. Like, dude, you don't know. You've been there for a day. So whoever looks good or bad today, in the day I'm here, it's just today. I don't know how they were yesterday or tomorrow. So my whole thing is about relationships and really my phone. So I come out here just to see my guys, catch up with those guys, and really just kind of hang out. So I just can work the phones during the season, which I work the phones.
Now, I imagine it's a different type of camp when you come to the Giants, say, as you go to a Jets or a team where they're trying to figure out who their starting quarterback is. You kind of know what's going on here. It's a very steady ship.
Yeah, no, you know what? It always has been a steady ship, though. The Giants are, and it starts with the top. It starts with ownership. Because they're so stable, it kind of trickles down. That whole attitude trickles down here, and it's really, it's never a circus. And there's a lot of media because it's the Giants, but it's never a circus. It's never like a controversial thing. Even if you have a couple little controversial stories, you never have that feeling. And compared to the other camps, I've been every other camp. Every other camp, there's always some sort of drama or some just a different feeling. But because of ownership here, where it starts on top from them, there's always a different sense of professionalism here with the Giants than there is with most of the other teams. And that's being completely objective. I've seen them all.
And the NFC East is going to be very competitive, just like it always is, Jay, of three teams. And throwing the Redskins, Robert Griffin III, who knows? How do you break down this division? Is everyone just going to be between 8 and 10 wins and see who wins one or two games at the end of the year?
Right, they're going to kind of just kill each other off. And just, you really, on paper, you could look at each team and make an argument why they're going to be the top team in the division. But, you know, the one thing that I think the Giants have over everybody else is they already know they could play through injuries. Like the Houston Texans also. They lost all these guys and they played through injuries and they excelled missing guys, where a lot of other teams don't have that same confidence. They lose something and they go, oh man, what are we going to do now? We can't get past this. And they're able to get past it. So I think the Giants have that mental edge, if you will.
Final question. Talking to people around the league, what are you hearing about some of the young guys in the Giants? Prince coming back for a second year, and let's focus on David Wilson and Reuben Randle.
David Wilson, I think, is the guy that you got to be excited about. He's the guy that once I think he kind of gets it to have that 1-2 punch there, he's going to be in 1-2 punch of explosion. That's a good thing. Two guys who can really explode, not just a plotter. That's certainly going to help out Eli and help out, you know, guys on the outside also.
And it's funny, Jay, you mentioned it. You kind of cut your chops here covering the Giants early on in your career. It's something about the organization where they kind of just, you know, even when you're the little guy, they kind of just take care and they make sure that you kind of feel like you belong, right?
They're trying to run me out of here for years. Are you kidding me? They pushed my – there, get out of here. No, take care of me, nothing. But, no, I had a great time here. I really do. This is – you come back here and, you know, good for my parents – on a bed and breakfast in Vermont.
Nice.
And so they came down with my son. They usually come and see me. It's one of the only chances I get to see them during the year. So it's great. My son stays with them in the summer, so I get to see him in my one day at camp. I get to see him, which is great. I'm on the road for 40 days. I'm like Noah, but with better weather.
Jay, appreciate it,
man.
Thank you very much. Jay Glazer, Fox Sports.
Collect,
make sure you check it out all season long on Fox NFL Sunday.
Get it from him.
We'll see you later on Giants.com.